It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. Voters will decide on 12 very different state ballot measures in November. Capital Public Radio's Chris Nichols reports on which initiatives made the final cut.
Should voters split California in three? What about repealing the gas tax increase or borrowing billions of dollars for veterans' housing, children's hospitals, and water supply projects? Those are some of the measures that qualified. Sacramento State political science professor Wesley Hussey says of the ones that have a realistic chance to pass, a rent control initiative could have the biggest impact.
It could have a really dramatic effect on pushing through rent control in a lot of parts of California, particularly parts of California that are more liberal and parts of California that have really high cost of housing.
Other measures call for giving confined farm animals more space, allowing baby boomers to avoid what's been called the moving penalty when they buy a pricier home, and one more noteworthy measure that calls for ending daylight saving time. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
You'll find a link to descriptions of all 12 ballot measures at krcb.org/news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration just signed off on the first ever medication containing CBD, an ingredient derived from marijuana that doesn't make you high. The new drug is designed to treat two rare types of epilepsy. In California, doctors are prohibited from prescribing CBD products, but a bill on the governor's desk would make exceptions for drugs that have received FDA approval. Dr. Adam Numis treats pediatric epilepsy at the University of California, San Francisco.
I think as soon as it comes out, we'll be prescribing it. One of the issues is, who do you prescribe it to, right? I mean, the clinical trial has shown some benefit in patients with two particular disorders, but certainly there's going to be patients who, without those conditions, who are also looking to try the medication.
The California bill would only apply to drugs that are classified as Schedule 2. The FDA approved this drug as a Schedule 1 substance, same as heroin and LSD, but it's expected to be reclassified soon. The drug is a first of its kind, but many epilepsy patients already use CBD oil. It's available in most medicinal marijuana shops. Find these and other stories on krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.